Christian.
We're doing the laws of Shabbat. We were learning about schita, squeezing out liquids. And we had discussed squeezing out liquids from foods. We had discussed squeezing out the juice from a pickle, for example, where it's not the natural liquid of the fruit, where that would be permissible because you're not doing it for the sake of the brine or the vinegar. You're doing it to have a better pickle. And now we're up to a new topic within this topic of squeezing out liquids. Lo rak b'schitat ochlim yesh isur. It's not only pertaining to squeezing out foods that we have this prohibition, the melacha of dash, ela gam al schitat begadim, but also squeezing out garments. Lischot mehem mashkeya balua behem. If you want to squeeze out a garment from a liquid that's been absorbed by the garment, yesh isur schitaim tzrich lamashkeya shotzi min habeged. Now remember, the prohibition is that you're separating a food item, you're separating an item that you need. So if you're squeezing out a garment, when would it be the prohibition of schita? If you need the liquid. The liquid. The point here is I'm squeezing out a liquid I need. There's no distinction between if it's water that was absorbed or another liquid. You have the prohibition of dash with regards to squeezing out a garment, if you're doing it for the sake of the liquid, if what you need is the liquid. Chiluk din schitat gadim ischitat ochalim. There is a difference between squeezing out a garment and squeezing out food. Shenosav al ma shovrim al melechet dash, that aside from the prohibition of dash, where one can be in transgression, gam pa'amim yecholim lavor al melechet milabin. Sometimes it could also be the task of whitening, of cleaning a garment. Sometimes by squeezing out a garment from its liquid, you're also laundering it, which is also prohibited. Because part of the cycle of cleaning a garment is squeezing out the water from the garment. So that can be in transgression of the task of laundering on Shabbos. When it comes to these two melachot, they have different criteria. Right? Remember, milaben is I'm cleaning the garment. Dash is I'm taking out the liquid. It's true that I could do one action and accomplish both, but they are completely different. One is focused on the garment, one is focused on the liquid. Shonim gidrei dash mi gidrei milaben, val ken lo bechol makom sheovrim amlech dash, ovrim gam amlech milaben. You're not always going to be in transgression of both. So when we learn milaben later on, we'll see the details of when it would constitute an act of laundering. Al ken im nivla bebeged maim. So, let's say a person was walking in the rain, his clothes got wet. A person leaned on the table, he spilled a glass of water on himself. So his garment got soaked with water. Oshal mashkim hamlabnim u'menakim. Or another liquid, white wine. Something else that can cleanse the garment. If one were to squeeze out the liquid that's part of the cleaning process, that would also be melabin. Now, if you're also going to take the liquid, so that the hainu she'elu mashkim she'nischatu min habeged einam olchim leibud uvrim gam al melechet dash. So, if you're going to retain that liquid and use it, so that's the prohibition of dash. Aval, what? But, im nivlu'u mashkim she'inam melabnim menakim. What happens if wine spilled on your shirt? And so that's not cleaning the shirt. Az ovrim rak al melechet dash, im ha'mashkim ha'nischatim enam olchim le'ibud. So, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I've seen my kids do this. Their sleeve dips into the wine, so they squeeze out the wine, they're going to drink it, right? They're not going to let that go to waste. So that's the prohibition of dash. But they're not transgressing the prohibition of laundering, because they're squeezing out a liquid that's not really cleansing the garment. And what happens if you don't need the liquid? The liquid's going to get lost. Then they're not transgressing dash either. Yes?
Let's say it's winter. You're outside and you fall in the snow. And it's very cold. And now your clothes are wet. And you don't have an alternate freeze out the water so that you won't freeze?
So,
at what point can you make that decision?
Right. We're not yet up to that. We'll get to that in a minute. Should we continue 5 more minutes and finish the topic?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Even though we said earlier that if we have a food that became absorbed with a liquid, we gave the example of challah that you dipped in your grape juice. So it absorbed liquids from somewhere else. Ukigon, he gives our example, shlakot opat sheshru b'mayim, sheim sochtam legufam ayinu shein da'ato al ha'mashkim shemutal lesochtam. We said earlier, if you want to squeeze out the grape juice from the challah because you want to eat challah free from grape juice, that's permissible. Because you're not doing it for the liquid, you're doing it for the solid. You want the solid without the liquid. But kan over here, bischitat bgadim, with regards to squeezing out a garment, im nivla bebeked mashke sheinom laben, lo matirim. If the garment absorbed a liquid that does not cleanse it, then we do not permit it. Afilu kshamashkim lochim libud, even if the liquid is going to get lost. Now the issue here is because if it were cleansing, it would be biblical. There are more details. Let's move forward a drop. Al ken, therefore, kshenishpichu ezeh mashkin al ha'mapa pusal l'shulchan. So this book was written a few years ago when we did not yet have plastic tablecloths over everyone's tablecloth. So it was very common that you had things that spilled on your tablecloth. Now you want to take off the grape juice that's spilled. You want to take it off with a spoon or a knife. You have to be careful not to take it and press as you're taking it. You shouldn't be squeezing out the tablecloth. You got to take off the liquid that's floating on top. You can't squeeze out the liquid that's in the tablecloth. Yes.
Does that include napkins?
Can you throw papers on
Without squeezing them?
Which we see today when we go to a Shabbos table, people throw napkins on stuff that spills on a plastic cloth.
Give me a second. We'll get to that in a second. Lo bilvadim nishpach mashkim emnakim. Not only if what spilled was like water that would clean the tablecloth. Shaz afilu yelchu mashkim liibud sheyach lavo lidei isur Torah, where we said again, if I'm going to squeeze out the water from the tablecloth, then that could be the transgression of cleaning, because part of the cleaning process is getting it wet and squeezing out the liquid. So there we say, be careful not to squeeze out, because that would be the prohibition of milabein, elafilu b'shar mashkim. But even if it's grape juice, where we said earlier that by squeezing out grape juice, I'm not cleaning the tablecloth. That's not how you clean a tablecloth, pouring grape juice on it and squeezing it out. Nonetheless, yesh leizarem shelo yigarem bekoach. One has to be careful not to apply strength to drag them along the tablecloth. V'afilu yilchu leibud, even if ultimately you're throwing them out, you're not going to drink that grape juice. Nonetheless, you can't do that. Ukmochen, another example. Very often, babies need to be bathed frequently. There are babies that develop a dry scalp and you put oil on them. There are babies that develop a diaper rash. So there are many instances where you would have to launder, you'd have to give a baby a bath frequently. When a baby is very small, very often the way we give them a bath is we take a cloth, we soak it in water, then we wipe the baby with this wet cloth. Basically, we're squeezing out the water as we wipe the baby. Now, when I'm squeezing out that water, I'm doing sochet, right? That's the prohibition of sochet. But I'm not drinking that water, right? I don't need that water that's coming out of the cloth. So it's not a biblical sochet. So he says, "Ukmochen tzichim nizaher." We also have to be careful. Kshorotzim tinok b'shabbat. When we clean a baby on Shabbos, b'shemen, with oil, imezo chatichat beged, with some garment, or tzemer gefen. Or you're going to clean him with, they smear the baby with oil, and then they use cotton to wipe him down. Or sometimes a tissue. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful not to squeeze them out as you're cleaning the baby. So, but we just said, with water, you'd have a more difficult prohibition because that's part of the prohibition of laundering. You can't get something wet and squeeze it out. Now, the question that we're still going to have to deal with is, what about disposable paper towel? I'm not laundering anything there. That's not a garment, right? You have a spill and you want to put down napkins. And then when you pick up the napkins, you're inevitably going to squeeze out some of the water. So we'll get to that, but at least we're getting the background to the question so far. Yes? I want to double check. I don't want to say what I think unless I'm sure. Let me double check.
והיינו, אם יהיה נבלע בתוך הבגד שמן בקל, יכולים לבוא לידי סחיטת מעט שמן בשעה שתוכחים הבגד על בשר התינוק.
So, if we're going to use, let's say we're going to use a small towel to smear the baby, and we're going to put oil on the baby, what's going to happen after two or three wipes? The towel is going to get absorbed with oil. And then, what you're basically doing is like... As you squeeze, more oil is coming out. And you're happy with that oil that's coming out. That's what you're smearing the baby with. So then, so that's the prohibition of dash. So he says a comment here. I don't know where the footnote leads. I didn't find it last time. He holds that you cannot use fresh wipe. There are a lot of people that hold that way. I think that's what he's referring to, even though he's referring to footnote, which I got to find. Right, because what you're doing with a baby wipe is, as you're pushing, your whole point is that liquids will come out. So, the truth is that it's healthier for a baby if you get a spritz bottle and you wipe them down with the table with the napkin. When you'll see your kids have diaper rash, as most kids do, you will see that if you stop using the fresh wipes, as much as they say they're hypoallergenic and they've got no alcohol and no perfumes, try it. I'm telling you, after experience of more than one kid, you squeeze out some water, spritz them with water, wipe them down, and after a day or two, most of the diaper rashes go away. There is an exception. There are sometimes it's fungal, and that your water won't help. That needs treatment, but most of the time, children get diaper rash actually from the fresh wipes. In our day and age, when I was a kid, children were getting diaper rash from the diapers because parents would change them infrequently. Today, hopefully parents are going to change them more frequently. And then the main reason for diaper rash is actually the fresh wipes. So
some doctors feel that when you use this fresh wipe, breaks down the resistance and you lose the natural resistance to bacteria, etc. If
fresh
you use natural
yeah.
water, that's a different thing. The same as us using a special solvent for our hands when we're coming off and on buses and shaking hands and whatever, we're cutting back on our actual resistance.
I hear.
According
yeah.
to some doctors.
They make organic fresh wipes that are actually a lot better, that don't have a lot of the... They use like natural... Not that it's
allowed in shops. Okay, so the truth is that not everyone agrees on this, whether it's permissible to use fresh wipes on Shabbos or not. So he writes over here, "Kmo kanein nishtamesh beilu chatichot niyar." You shouldn't use those pieces of paper, mutzarot sfugot mashke, that they make soaked with the liquid, like the fresh wipes. Or shemen shnasan lakot tinokot. Or sometimes they make these fresh wipes soaked with oil. And it's used to cleanse a baby. V'yesh kelu shegam agdolim mishtamshim ben. And then you have wipes that even adults use, alcohol wipes. Very often adults will use them too to wash their hands. Shenishat men mashke b'shashem kanchim ben. When you squeeze it, a liquid comes out, That's prohibited. Now, this is arguable because many fresh wipes don't have a tangible liquid coming out. When you're wiping the baby with a fresh wipe, you feel it's damp, you feel it's moist, but unless you're using the bottom of the pack, very often there's no real tangible fluid coming out of there. Try to feel it, try to get one drop on your finger. You feel wet. But the question is, so there are many angles here in this halacha. There are those that are lenient. More and more it's becoming accepted that people do not use fresh wipes on Shabbos. But again, if you see good Orthodox Jews using fresh wipes on Shabbos, there are those poskim that permit it. So he says, if you're cleansing a baby, so either do it by hand or put a minimal amount of oil or water. Al gufa tinok, put a small amount of water or oil on the baby's body. And then you could be confident you won't come to squeezing out the cloth. He adds a parenthetical remark. It would be much better to do it with your hand, to smear the baby with oil with your hand. Because in truth, it's very hard to be careful not to get it to soak oil and then squeeze out the oil. Or, he gives another excellent piece of advice, take a bucket with warm water and dip the part of the baby that's dirty into the warm water and then wipe it off. Obviously, you're not allowed to warm up water on Shabbos for the sake of cleansing the baby. But that's excellent advice. That's another thing that helps against diaper rashes. If you give the baby a shower, you know, you wash him off with the shower head. Today it's very easy. Now, the only issue is that very often people don't have enough warm water. And then on Shabbos, to start cleaning the baby with a spritz bottle can be cold for the baby. Not that it's a health hazard, but the baby won't like it. Saying it's not comfortable to have cold water spritzed on you in the middle of the winter. Or even to shower him. So,
can you take some water from your kumkum, water, and mix it with the cool water and spritz some with that?
Right, that you'd be able to do, but assuming you're changing 10 diapers a Shabbos, 15 diapers a Shabbos, I'm not sure you're going to have enough hot water for that.
Right.
Some babies fill a diaper every 2 hours. There are many babies that will fill a diaper every 2 hours, yeah.
What are they feeding
them? Figure the baby is nursing every 2 hours, so... I'll just end with a footnote. You guys, Bezat Shem, will all have babies. So today, the in thing is that Huggies and Pampers, all these big companies advertise, you could leave our diaper on and it won't drip after 6, 7, 8 hours. We believe, personally, that's what we've always done with our kids, is we've bought the cheaper diapers so that we don't... You buy a Huggies diaper, every diaper is costing you like 3 shekels. You buy a cheaper diaper, so every diaper is costing you under a shekel. So then you feel more comfortable changing the diaper any time the baby makes in it. Parents very often, when they buy the more expensive diapers, they say, it's not leaking, it's fine, you could leave it for another 3 hours. And it's true, that's their point. They say you could leave it for many hours and won't leak, but that's not healthy for the baby. So it might be better to buy the cheaper diapers and change more often. The diapers that will leak after 6 hours, that'll encourage the parents to change it after 3 hours. So, for the nighttime, you might want to get the other diapers, but you don't necessarily need them. I'm just saying that, so once we touched on this, it's a health tip.